WMFO in Medford Stereo.
To the radio obituary for Morris B.B. Dickerson. He was the founding member of the band War. He was bassist and vocalist for the funk rock band, helping develop War's signature sound and co-writing and playing on tunes like Cisco Kid, Why Can't We Be Friends, and Low Rider. He just passed away at 71. It's the radio obituary for Morris B.B. Dickerson. I'm even going to go with the hit on this one, right here, at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Yo, something's wrong here.
No, not again.
Get the daisies for the
hot holes in my lawn.
Everybody's saying what to do when sucker lunatics start digging and chewing. They don't know that the soul don't go for that. Potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for maximum security, but my dwelling is swelling. It lit my butt when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on the scroll. I just wrote me a new mode, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone. Potholes in my lawn.
I found that it's not wise to leave my garden untended, cause eyes has now pardoned on laws of privacy. Thieving paws are after my writer's seat. I perceive that everyone's saying what to do when suckers are praying upon my well-guarded spreadsheets. Oh, why hell does it send up fleets of evil doers through the big hole to get to evil doers who dig holes, which leaves my lawn with lawn chew. I think I better plant traces to give clues, or better yet, call 911. And when they get here, I inform them I'm the plug one of the plug cheer and let them realize the reason for concern of the soul, cause we've come down with a case of potholes.
The method, what to do when you dive the depth that I predict and plug tuning. It's a shame when you deny to claim that you stole my words of fame that I wrote in my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for a barbed wire fence, B. My dwelling is swelling. It lit my butt when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on a scroll. I just wrote me a new mode, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone. Potholes in my lawn.
Slipping into darkness.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Neil Merriweather in this all radio obituary episode tonight. Neil Merriweather was a Canadian rock singer, bass player, and songwriter who recorded with musicians including Steve Miller, Dave Mason, Lita Ford, Billy Joel, and Rick James. His career started in the early 1960s, and in 1964, he joined a band, Gary Muir and the Reflections, a local group that went on to change their name to the Ookpicks, which was named after a native-designed stuffed toy owl that was being promoted by the Canadian government. But it turned out another group was already using the name, so they changed their name to the Sicusis, which was a different stuffed toy. Then the Canadian government demanded payment for their name. They changed it then to the Just Us in 1965. They went on to record one lone single, I Don't Love You, backed with I Can Tell. Something about that story I just like. Neil Merriweather just passed away at 75. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm going to hit my head against the wall. Time I go.
Just pick up, just pick up, just pick up, and the one I stand. I'm so easily
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is an all-radio obituary episode tonight as we turn our attention to the radio obituary for Paul Humphrey, the Canadian singer-songwriter and musician who played keyboards and guitar, best known as the lead singer for the 1980s Canadian new wave band Blue Peter. He just passed away at 61. It's the radio obituary for Paul Humphrey right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Had a way with morality. We'll get another taste of mortality. I mean, you're moving like a cannon on a 3-day crawl. Waiting for a habit, 9 feet tall, 9 feet tall, 9 feet tall. Has it been to good with your sanity? Just another victim of your vanity. Young as no known antidote, no known cure. Leaves you feeling so insecure, insecure,
insecure.
Walks so fine, talks so cool. Never pass the walls of the straight school. Never let gravity hold you down. What's the use when you're spinning around? Spinning around,
spinning around.
Now everybody does the robot.
Everybody does the robot. Everybody does the robot. Not me, not me.
Always had a joke on the tip of your tongue. Aha, never had an answer for what you've done. Everyone makes love Stevie Doe wise. Everyone feels that inner disguise. Inner disguise.
Inner disguise.
Cars out on the leaves, there's a fold in doors. There's a music, it's a waste of sorrows in the floor. No need to press in your suicide pack. No one is leaving and no one attacks. No one attacks.
No one attacks.
Falls a visual mode inside a legend aware to unfold. Starts the circuit print out in your socks. Sky is crumbling as the nation rocks. Nation rocks.
Nation rocks.
Now everybody does
the robot. Everybody does the robot. Everybody does the robot. Not me, not much.
Everybody does the robot. 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 Like this. Like this. Like this.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And on to the radio obituary for Neil Ford, the frontman for the pioneering Houston rock band Neil Ford and the Fanatics. He was a reliable music fixture in Texas, first drawing attention in the mid-1960s when his band struck a sweet spot amid the modern guitar pop of the British Invasion and the nascent sound of Texas psychedelia. The band's 1967 album, Neil Ford and the Fanatics, yielded no top 40 singles, and the album made only a minor ripple outside of Texas, but they were treated like royalty in their hometown at the time. They were one of the biggest draws, if not the biggest draw, in the city's live music scene. Neil Ford just passed away at 78. It's the radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Who is thinks I'm a fool, but I get to walk down a hall with you. Whoa, whoa. When it's all summer, I don't care if it rains or snow. When I'm in school, then I know that I get to walk down a hall with you. Whoa, yeah, at the water fountain, I touched your hair. Yeah, that's a locker. Told me that you care. Well, I don't mind my English class, 'cause I know that it won't last. Then I get to walk down the hall with you. Whoa. That you care. Well, I don't mind my English class, 'cause I know that it won't last. Then I get to walk down the hall with you. Yeah, baby, go on down the hall. Yeah, walk down the hall. Walk down the hall. Walk down the hall. Walk down the hall. Walk down the hall.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming to you from Babyland, by the way. And we're in an all-radio obituary episode of tonight's program, as it is time for me to say, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Shay Healy, the Irish songwriter, broadcaster, and journalist, best known for his role as the host of Nighthawks, a television chat show of the late 1980s and early 90s. He also composed What's Another Year, which was Ireland's winning entry in the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest. He had a varied career, never focusing too intently on any one of his various professional interests. Of this tendency to diversify, he once commented, "I know it infuriates some people when you don't pigeonhole yourself, but I don't take on anything that won't stand up to public scrutiny." Shay Healy just passed away at 78. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, my granny is a cripple in Nashville. This story I tell you is true. One day she went out in her wheelchair, never knowing it had a loose screw. Oh, wheel, it came off of that wheelchair. And on three wheels it trundled away, and it trundled right over the edge of a cliff in a seaside resort far away. Eolehi, yehi, eolehi. Well, the boy who was pushing the wheelchair was a little blind orphan called Joe. And he said, oh, where is my granny? And where did that damn wheelchair go? And he ran off to look for the wheelchair, but his sightless eyes led him astray. And he ran right over the edge of the cliff in that seaside resort far away. Eolehi, yehi, eolehi. Well, somebody sent for a doctor, and an ambulance too it was called. And the women who lived in that neighborhood stood around, they cried and they bawled. Well, the doctor and the ambulance came rushing. They were rushing from two different ways, and they crashed with a biff and shot over the cliff in that seaside resort far away. Eolehi, yehi, eolehi. Well, they sent for brave Father Maloney to pray for the poor soul's repose. And he said, well, now that we've gathered here, folks, we might as well pray, I suppose. But too many people had gathered, and the edge of the cliff gave away, and they dropped with a yell, they all shot straight to hell in that seaside resort far away. Eolehi.
When they found me in the desert, I'd been lost for many days, with mirages of my favorite pub forever in my gaze. They said, bring this man some water, and although my voice was weak, I said, water's only good for rivers, lakes, seas, streams, and creeks. Bring me some gin, bring me some gin, that is how this party will begin. Bring me some gin, bring me some gin, that is how this party will begin. I was climbing in the Alps, lost inside an icy fog. A man's best friend came to my aid, and with him was a dog. I said, keep your castle brandy, though I'm cold and I need heat. I'll just wait till I get home and have myself a treat. I'll have some gin, I'll have some gin, that is when the party will begin. I'll have some gin, I'll have some gin, that is when the party will begin. I was at a cocktail party where the booze was flowing free, and the hostess, quite a lordy doll, came up and said to me, do you have an invitation, or how did you get in? I pulled the bottle from my coat and answered with a grin, I got some gin, I brought some gin, now of course your party can begin. I brought some gin, I brought some gin, now this party really can begin. I was in a sleazy nightclub, and I must have looked a sap, but the girl who had no clothes on sat down right there on my lap. She said, hello, me darling, would you like to see me dance? I said, I'm drinking with the lads, but if you get a chance, bring me some gin, bring me some gin, it's the only way to party for the sin. out is when this party can begin. Begin, yeah, bring me gin. Out is when this party can begin. Bring me gin, bring me gin. Out is when this party can begin.
The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Amadeo Tomasi, the Italian pianist and composer who specialized in the composition of music for films. He started his career as a trombonist for a jazz band in Bologna, and he gained notoriety in Italy for his performances on radio shows in the 1960s. He made recordings with Bobby Jasper, Renee Thomas, Buddy Collette, and others. Then in the 1970s, he began composing music for films. He just passed away at 85. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary for Amadeo Tomasi, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Notte, son tanto solo. Vivo nella tua nebbia triste, cerco ciò che fu tanto mio, che non ritroverò. Che mi nascondi, non voglio l'alba, dammi l'oblio, voglio dimenticare.
Ma non ti riuscirò.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in this all-radio obituary episode as we turn to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Tony Pola, the Australian rock and roll drummer best known for his work with Beasts of Bourbon and Kim Salmon and the Surrealists. Tony Pola just passed away. I am uncertain of his age, but this is the antepenultimate radio obituary for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Good we have become.
Thanks for the water. Thanks for the wine. Thanks for showing me a real cool time. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for the whiskey.
Thanks for the beer.
Thanks for the heartache.
Thanks for the tears.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for the marijuana.
And the hashish too.
And every other thing I ever smoked with you.
Well,
thanks.
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 Thanks, Jonesy.
Thank you.
Thanks for the heroin.
And the cocaine, too. And the epidural that got me and her through.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks for the acid.
And the ecstasy.
And the methamphetamine.
Ooh-wee.
Thanks.
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 Thank you.
Thanks
for the wine.
Thanks for showing me a real cool time. Thanks.
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 I'll give you a couple more. I'm starting to get in the mood.
And if rocking angel, you walk like an angel, you talk like an angel, but I got wise. You devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise, oh. You're good.
Penultimate radio obituary is for Henry Stephen, one of the earliest Venezuelan proponents of rock and roll music. He was in the musical group Los Impala and later became a solo artist, starting with a string of hit songs in 1969. In 1974, RCA awarded him a gold record for selling 1 million copies of his biggest hit song. Henry Stephen just passed away at 79. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Homework, soccer, part-time jobs, the internet. Are you and your busy kids forgetting something? Whatever you overlook, please don't forget music. Hi, I'm Vince Gill. Music study is probably the most valuable way that a student can spend time. Time spent in practicing and studying music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, focus, and creativity. All the qualities that the kids really need to be successful in their other schoolwork and in society. Let your kids know that music is a whole lot more than what they hear on the radio. And the more they learn about it, the more they'll enjoy listening to their favorite tunes. Then maybe they can explain to you why they think it's so cool. Hey, turn off that TV and play some music with your kids.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education.
Thank you. acompáñame. No vas a saltar ni volver atrás.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the ultimate radio obituary is for Ralph Schuckett, the keyboardist and co-founder of Todd Rundgren's Utopia. He was a composer for commercial and children's TV themes and programs. He played with so many people, including Clear Light, The Peanut Butter Conspiracy, Lou Reed, Utopia, and many, many others. He just passed away at 73. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Ralph Schuckett right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Searching high, searching low. I'm looking everywhere I go. I had some